bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Tuesday and December 1st, 2015 episode of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Ah, yes, we have entered the Christmas month, and you know what that means? We've got Santa. He's going to be on the show today. We'll be calling him here in just a little bit. But first, let's get you caught up on all the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So, Londoners, is Uber becoming a little too expensive for the pockets, especially this time of season when you need to be scraping every pound to buy those presents here in a few weeks? Well, Uber's launching a new service that could help you out. It's called Uber Pool, and the service is going to allow customers to book a ride to a destination and reduce the cost by sharing part of that journey with a stranger traveling in the same direction. Now, Uber says Uber Pool is the cheapest way to use Uber now, saying it's even cheaper than using a black cab or a standard Uber. And it could even be cheaper for you depending how many people are going in the same direction as you. Be forewarned, however, though, Uber Pool is not going to roll out across all of London just yet. Uber says they're going to start taking requests for the service from London and Heathrow Airport to start with. And the service won't be launched until 4 p.m. on December 4th. Not bad if you want to save a few pounds here and there, but my guess is an Uber Pool might turn into an Uber Poo, depending on who you're riding with. Pakistan decided yesterday, hey, BlackBerry, get the hell out. Yeah, that's right. BlackBerry will no longer operate in Pakistan at the end of December. Why? Well, because they were trying to protect people's privacy and their data. And the Pakistani government, they didn't like that. Now, you might remember back in July of this year, the Pakistan Telecommunications Authority notified the country's mobile phone operators that BlackBerry BES servers would no longer be allowed to operate in the country starting in December for security reasons. Yeah, those security reasons mean we ain't gonna be able to spy on you. Now, they were hopeful over the last few months that the Pakistani government and BlackBerry could come together and say, yes, well, we can work something out. But that didn't happen. BlackBerry pretty much just said, well, if you're not going to let us protect our users, and we don't need your country. So all six users of you out there in Pakistan that still use a BlackBerry, you're probably best to get a new service in 2016. AMD's got a little rosy cheek starting this week off. That's all because of that Radeon Software Crimson Edition graphics card drivers that they released. Went completely wrong. Now, of course, with any update, you'd expect to get, you know, new functionality, better performance. Turns out that software update, had nothing but a whole bunch of freaking bugs in it, causing overheating and in some cases even damaging the cards altogether. Apparently, AMD did some poking around and found out that the GPU fan speed is limited to only 20%. Yeah, that ain't good. So, with those high temperatures inside your PC, you can only imagine what's going on with your graphics card. AMD actually sent out a tweet saying, we are aware of the low fan speed reports, and we intend to push out a hot fix as soon as possible, hopefully today. So if you've already upgraded that Radeon Software Crimson Edition, don't do any heavy gaming right now, not a good idea. Wait for that patch to come. If you haven't, don't even think about hitting update until everything is all in the clear. Looks like the Australians, I can't do an Australian accent, don't ask me, have actually came up with something pretty cool. Unfortunately, in this world of oil that we run on, we do have those environmental disasters occasionally. You know, the ones where the oil leaks into the ocean and the companies try to cover it up like it never happened. You know, those kind of things. And then we're left with a whole mess of trying to clean it up, not to mention all the wildlife that had to suffer because of it. Be nice if there was a big freaking sponge for it. Well, that's what the Australians have come up with. A team led by Professor Ying Chan, who doesn't seem Australian at all, has created a new method that uses a kind of powder substance as a building block for a sponge that can actually absorb the oil separate from the water. Now, no, you can't just sprinkle this thing into the ocean. Oh, that'd be too simple, of course. It actually had to be built into 3D structures. Doing this method was very, very effective, getting roughly 99.7% of the oil off the surface. That's pretty dang good. Better yet, the powder substance doesn't even catch fire. So this could be used in other areas, say like transporting chemicals, like oil. The Australian team says they are currently showcasing the material to companies that could be interested in producing the sponges on a much larger scale, so hopefully soon we'll be seeing some big giant sponges in the ocean. Actually, I take that back. I hope we don't see many more sponges. I hate oil disasters. And finally, as I was saying, it is December 1st, which starts our regular calls to Mr. Santa Claus. Santa! Hello, Santa!
Hello, Santa!
Yeah, Yeah, how are you? Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, too. I get into the spirit dive.
Yeah. I'm feeling it, too.
It's been a long time. Yeah. What have you been up to?
It's a stupid rash in my foot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really itchy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I gather that will clear up with some cream.
Hopefully so.
Yeah. Anyway, I got a little cramp for Christmas again this year.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, I can't wait. I picked out some absolute doozies. It was started off with something that's incredible for day one, December 1st.
Okay.
Yes. I just wanted to point out, Rankin said that if you put your Christmas decorations on before today, you're a chav. I just want to say I totally agree.
Okay. Anyways.
Okay. So, today's crap for Christmas is the Santa Kini. Yes, you guessed it. It's a piece of bathing wear for men to wear that if you put it on, it's almost certain to get your auntie to vomit. It's disgusting, especially if you don't have the figure for it, which I don't.
No, you don't.
I wore one of these for Mrs. Christmas, and she still hasn't recovered. No, only the girls that were getting paid to be there, if you know what I mean, were happy. Yeah.
How much is it?
It's £9.99, £9.99. That is available from presentfinder.co.uk. Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Pretty awful.
Okay, well.
Okay. Right, well, we'll be back tomorrow. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Santa. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Hop on over to the British Tech Network website at BritishTechNetwork.com. And heck, while you're over there right now, since it's the season of giving and sharing, we at BTN would be greatly, greatly appreciative if you would pop on over to our Patreon page. Consider giving us a little tiny donation if you love what we're doing here at the BTN Network. Your contribution goes right into the shows and helps keep this lovely entertainment for you on the air for free. Of course, if you're one of our patron subscribers already, thank you very, very much for your donation every month. We couldn't do BTN without you guys. Also, don't forget to follow British Tech on Twitter, of course, at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well, at Kyle Swagger. And also, of course, you can follow Santa, too, on Twitter at THE Santa Claus. That's C-L-A-W-S, by the way, if you want to know what the ladies man is up to. As for the new show, of course, we'll be back tomorrow, getting you caught up on the best technology news that'll happen over the next 24 hours, and I'm sure we'll be giving Santa a call too. But until then, have a great Tuesday, and thank you so much as always for listening.